Navigating through the energies of New Earth is not an easy process and can become extremely overwhelming at times. As we all ascend into higher frequencies, we're all being guided to embrace our own unique divine pathway, a pathway created in the vibration of love. Join Vibe Nation radio host, international psychic medium Carrie Turcotte, as she guides her listeners to rediscover themselves by accessing the keys of knowledge that already exist within. Each week's show is divinely orchestrated to intertwine with the universal energies, allowing the listeners to go deeper within and understand the message being shared even greater. When you live in the frequency of love, there is no competition, so Carrie will be joined regularly by fellow soul family members who will bring forth wisdom and knowledge she knows should be shared on a global level. At the end of each show, Carrie will tap into the energies of the listeners to see what message Spirit wants to share with all those listening in for the upcoming week. If you really want to get to know who you truly are, come and join us now on Vibe Nation Radio, here on the IOM Radio Network.
Hello, 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 my friends, and welcome to another edition of Vibe Nation Radio. I hope everyone had a beautiful Easter long weekend, and Mr. Longears brought everyone a golden egg. And today I have back my very special guest, Jimmy Mack, who is a renowned medical intuitive and spiritual coach who has taken, completed, and even mastered a variety of healing modalities. After a near-death experience, he was shown and developed a similar way to create healing and profound changes, now known as My Liquid Fish, Change Made Simple. Hello, Jimmy. Are you there, my dear friend?
Hey, I am. Looking forward to it. How are you today?
I'm doing good. Welcome back to the show. Thank you for joining me again. I really appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate it. Anything we can do to get the word out there, like your promo said, and really help and contribute to others. That's what we're all about.
Absolutely. So today we're going to be doing two live readings for those that are listening in, and they're going to come in after the commercial break. So I just want Jimmy, for those who didn't hear about his experience and how he came about My Liquid Fish, Change Made Simple, I want you to share that again, your story, Jimmy, so that those listening in do know where you're coming from here.
Sure. Yeah, the briefest way I could go is I grew up Episcopal and was an acolyte and, you know, pretty much middle of the road, middle class, that sort of thing. We got sick, we went to the doctor, the dentist, whatever, and just generic America. But as I aged, of course, in teens, I discovered numerology, astrology, found all that fascinating, dowsing with pendulums, all that sort of thing. Wound up over at USF in Tampa, Florida, and ended up going into religious studies, American studies, a lot of different things, and loved all the psychic churches and things, you know, that read from billets, as you know, and gosh, I had little seance and psychic development classes, and I just thought, this is the coolest thing ever, you know, just to be able to do this, and so profound, mystical, magical, fun. So then I really got into healing. Gosh, I did a little bit of everything. Reiki, of course, remote viewing, shamanism, theta healing, reconnective healing, matrix energetics, Yuen method, access consciousness, about anything I could ever get my hands on. I studied with whoever created or invented it, and the founders of it came up with whatever it might have been. So that was very cool. And so I did a lot of those things, got certified as a practitioner in a bunch of them. And then I ended up having a health crisis. I got my gallbladder taken out. They about killed me. They used too much anesthesia. So I had full-blown clinical pneumonia, and I was coding out every night for 3 nights in a row in ICU. So that was really magical fun, let me tell you what. So that changed everything, and really what Spirit brought in or showed me looks like infinity or an eight laying on its side. If you take off the back left end, you wind up with a little fish, not so much the Christian fish symbol, but as if a five-year-old were to draw a fish with a crayon in their fist. So just a very smooth motion. And that's what Spirit gave me and showed me. And if you start loading in those things that are negative on the bottom left side or go up to heaven on the top left side and bring that in, it looks like a Tai Chi movement. And so anybody that's interested, of course, we send them all kinds of information. It's all free. and audios, videos, you know, shows like yours, ebooks, all of it's free, just to try and figure it all out, of course, and to show folks that it really does work and it really can change things.
Beautiful. And this is a beautiful, some people call it gift. I think it's already, we have these abilities within our soul, but this is a beautiful ability that has come into a gift for you to help others.
Yes, without question. And it's been very profound. And, you know, my joke to you and the listeners was I would have been totally content the rest of my life just seeing clients out of a home office doing phone sessions, 48 states and Skype all over the world the rest of my life and just kept my mouth shut. But instead they go, hey, here's this new thing you get to take out to the whole world. And it's like, right? no pressure.
Yeah, absolutely. I hear you on that one. And this is a time right now that everyone's going through this, where we're in a reset. Everyone's finding themselves again. So if you're listening to the show, my friend, feeling like you're lost, again, it's not that you're lost. You're just, again, the energy is shifting you to become who you truly are at a soul level. And something that Jimmy does is helps you to be able to get that clarity. Because a lot of times you can't see the clarity through, you know, especially with the monkey yapping in your head so much.
Exactly.
Right?
Yep. Well said.
they don't shut up. And so, my friends, just know that today we're going to do two examples. They're going to be mini ones, of course. And I know that they're both on different levels of what they're looking to have healed. So that's going to be cool for those that are listening in. But again, it's just to show you guys just a little touch of what Jimmy is capable of doing and how this works. And I'm going to join forces with them. So if spirit comes through, if someone's loved one comes through during their healing with Jimmy, I'll take notes at my end. Obviously, I don't really need to take notes because they just won't shut up. You know, I'm going to be able to add to it and find go a little bit deeper. So I'm really looking forward to this. I think it's going to be really interesting because we haven't done this together live on the show before. So
that's great. I invited it. Fun.
I think this is going to be, you know, exciting for both of us, too. And those that are listening and those that do the healing as well, you know, we feel just as blessed and honored to be able to help you as you feeling blessed and honored for having it being received. So, you know, again, this works both ways. This is what we do. We do energy work, but it's the giving and receiving, so it's balanced. So, again, it's just I want people to understand this is equal, that what Jimmy and I are doing, we're doing this in service to the higher source or God or whoever you refer to help those that are here. Because right now we're all working with one another to help each other go through this shift of what this planet is going through. All we have to do is look outside our window and see there's kind of some craziness going on out there. So to bring it back to self and deal with oneself's own chaotic mess that may be inside energetically, this is what we're going to be doing today. So I'm very excited about this.
Yeah. It'll be fun. And yeah, and you bring up a great point. And you know, it's really, it's almost like reminding people of what we've forgotten. We come into this whole thing and I'm sure we're loaded up even early on with all sorts of mystical, magical powers. And as we age, we're told it's not possible. You can't do it. And we get beat up along the way of, you know, basically forgetting it. And this is Spirit's way, I think, of reminding us that we are powerful beyond measure and that it's really belief-driven. It's so hugely belief-driven. And when you have a positionality or an opinion of being able to reach out and just be shown that, hey, this is what's possible, then everything starts to awaken and become more alive. You know, it's kind of like the Amish, you know, riding along in their little horse and buggy and not knowing about airplanes, but, you know, you can't deny there's airplanes flying overhead. It's there, you know. So once you figure that out, it's like, wow, you know, how cool is that, right?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Especially with, I mean, the first time I did a healing with you, again, I was kind of blown away because I felt like a weeble wobble. So it was just very, it's interesting to see how when you have connection with spirit, and you believe in what that is taking place, how much more powerful it is on you. And I mean, again, I could feel the energy shifting. I could feel tingles in my body. And yes, I'm in tune with spirit a little bit more than the average person. But again, if you believe in this, my friends, and you know, really, you know, accept and allow us to work with you, it opens up that love energy so that, you know, we can actually help whatever it is that's stuck inside of you. It's just almost like we're shaking it up, and it's being released through the energy of spirit. We're working with the spirit world when we do.
Well said.
So, you know.
And I'd add to that briefly is it's all about energy, as you know. And, you know, the most powerful piece is to figure that out. So it doesn't matter if it's relationships or a legal issue or your health or money, career, job, whatever you got going on. I call it people, places, things, pets, and situations. You know, if you figure out there's energy in that, it, you know, really is figuring out the testing of is it weak or strong or positive, negative, what's going on, and then we change it. And that's where the real power comes in.
Yes, absolutely. And for those that are listening in, again, I highly advise you to reach out to Jimmy Mack. He's jimmymackhealing.com, where you can see all of his information about what he does. You can sign up for his newsletters with all that free information that he sends out once a week, shows that he's going to be on, because he does take listeners quite often, a lot of shows. So, you know, my friends, take that leap of faith and know that, again, we are energy. Our soul is 100% energy, and we're in this human vessel, this body, which, you know, again, when you start to work with the divine, the energy can shift fairly quickly if you're open up to it. So this is just something that you have to have faith in and know that you're worthy of. It comes down to self-worth. What am I truly worthy of?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well said. You know, someone had a meme on Facebook the other day. I love, there was a meme on Facebook, and it said, you're basically a ghost wearing a meat suit on a carbon planet that's hurling through space. So there you go. How funny is that?
Absolutely. That sounds just about right.
Right?
So we're about to go to commercial break, my friends, and when we get back, we're going to have the first caller, Sean, who will be focusing on whatever he taps in with Jimmy. And then afterwards, after that commercial, the next commercial break, we're going to have Nadia on. And she will be working with Jimmy and I. So I'm looking forward to this. I think this is going to be very cool.
Absolutely.
So, and on this beautiful Easter Monday, my friends, stay tuned. We'll be right back after this commercial break with our first live healing session. Stay tuned.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Have you been searching for a perspective beyond the mainstream? Check it out. Join your hosts, Yelito Pascual and Diana Gold-Holland, on Share International Radio for thought-provoking views behind the news. Sundays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio. You can also find us at shareontheairradio.org. This may be the message of hope you've been waiting for.
How to be a great dad in 15 seconds. Bike ride, go fish, walk in the park, phone call, milkshake, play catch, picnic, fly a kite, tell jokes, laugh, talk, read a story, tell a story, bumper car, swing set, bowling, pillow fight, cut loose, stay tight. Whew. Because the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Nation Radio, where my special guest today, Jimmy Mack, will be doing live healings. And we're starting right now. We're our first caller. His name is Sean. So, Jimmy, you go ahead and connect with Sean.
You got it. And we'll have you tune in as well. So, hi, Sean. How are you? Where are you calling from?
I'm okay. How about you? Calling from
Toronto. Boston. Okay. All right. Well, I'll try and do my dialect, slow it down for you.
He's in Toronto.
Tell me what's going on with you. Sean?
I'm okay. How about you?
What's going on?
I'm good, thank you. What else can we help you with as far as body, mind, spirit, relationships, money, any of those things you got going on health-wise, money, what's happening?
I just want to know about the money factors.
Okay. All right.
Abundance.
So have you had any work done before? You used a pendulum at all or had any muscle testing, anything like that?
Not at all.
Okay. So what you want to do is stand up, face due north, sun comes up in the east, and turn to the left. And if you're standing in strong mountain pose in yoga, it's about a foot between your feet. It's going to feel like somebody's pulling you forward for yes and pushing you backwards for no. So as you stand there, does that make sense? All right. So if you just say, my name is Sean, you should feel a pull forward.
My name is Sean. Yeah.
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
Nice. And if you see if you say my name is Nino the Fish, it's going to pull you back.
Yeah.
Feel the difference. Awesome. Yep. So let's think about money just for a second, up above and in front of you, and see if you go forward, back, or in between.
Forward.
And forward. Okay, so it's lining up right now. And you know there's different vibrations on money too, and we're going to work on that. And also we're going to say prayers that everybody that ever hears the sound of my voice or goes through this session with us, that in fact any weakness or delinquent issue or negativity will erase on them, anything positive will download for them as well. So I wanted to say that for everybody that's listening now or anytime in the future on replays. So that's vitally important. So let's go ahead. And as far as all that goes, money is different than cash, is different than credit cards, is different than checks, PayPal is different. They all have different frequencies, really. I love good fortune. So let's see how you test out with good fortune. And you can just say out loud, since it's a radio show, I'm aligned with good fortune, and see if you go forward, back, or in between.
I'm aligned with good fortune. Back. Going back.
And so all we're going to do is change that, release it, resolve it, delete it, erase any weakness that's between him and good fortune now. And then you're going to feel it pull. Yep. And then it's going to dump you forward to yes when it lines up.
Yep. Stay right up.
Nice. Awesome. And I love you already, Sean, because we've never talked before in our lives and you've never had work done. So if we're dragging you around the room in Boston, right, anything's possible. You see what I mean? And you can tell this is measurable because before you knew you had a weakness in it or a setback pulling you back. Money, as you brought up, is a weakness right now. And all we want to do is strengthen it so you have a higher probability for everything that's surrounding money to improve in your life. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Yep. And so as we strengthen all that, I know that everything can change and shift and get a little bit better for you. What's going on with job, career, work, that sort of thing?
Looking right now.
Okay. So let's work on that. That's really where they want to go next, more than the money per se. And I actually have an audio MP3, and it's all about career, work, and job. And I have a bunch of audio MP3s that anybody can look up on my website that we've created over time that would actually shift these things for you. So let's go ahead and work on that. And as far as work, money, job, career, on this time frame of what we're working on right now, I would always make you the choice instead of the option. I think that's vitally important. So that if an HR person is looking at a dozen resumes, for whatever reason, Sean's going to forever come back or pop up in their head, or they're never going to forget you were wearing a plaid shirt that day or Hawaiian shirt or who cares what. You know, as long as it's a good reason, Sean, we want them to remember you. So does that make sense?
Yeah. Yes.
Awesome. So let's check that and say that out loud and see if you go forward, back, or in between. I am the choice instead of the option.
I am the choice instead of the option. Backwards.
Yeah, and so we want to change that too. So we're going to release out any weakness in this, resolve it, have him learn all the lessons he needed to from it, release him from the service to it, take it all out into the void, pull him straight forward when you've changed it and made it so. Thank you. And then you'll feel it pull, 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 and it'll drift you forward to yes when it shifts.
Yes, it's going forward.
Nice. So we'll say it again. And I am the choice instead of the option.
I am a choice instead of the option. Forward.
Love it. So you see the difference is before it was going backwards, which was a no or a weakness or a negative, and now it's going forward, and we affirmatively know it's yes. And, you know, I would tease even the single girls or married, whatever. I want them to be so radiant as the choice instead of the option that even if they were married and they're standing alongside the wedding reception where the bride is throwing the bouquet, it still somehow hits them in the head and they aren't even in the running for getting the bouquet, right? And so you want to stand out and stand up as far as being a choice, the choice, really, instead of the option for any job or career, any area direction you go into. Okay?
Okay.
Nice. What else shows up for you as far as all that goes? What area of education or profession or product or service area are you looking at?
Holoculture. Like planting.
Horticulture?
Like
oh, I love that. Okay, awesome. Yeah, awesome. Okay, well, let's see how you line up with that. So if we think of a balloon out in front of you and just above your head, let's make that statement. I'm aligned with horticulture.
I'm aligned with horticulture. Going backwards.
Yeah, and so let's release anything blocking him from that. Delete it, erase and resolve it, disentangle it all out now. Pull him straight forward when you change it and make it so. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm going forward.
Love it. So, makes sense, right? And you definitely want to, you know, I wouldn't care if you're interested in that just for the groundwork. If you worked at a Home Depot, a Lowe's, or wherever, a garden center, doesn't matter where you start out, you know, you can at least do the groundwork from that standpoint and really get into that and or go into school later for botany and that sort of thing and really go deep. Does that make sense?
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and I want the best for you and, you know, the highest level of money and production and that sort of thing, but with something like that, especially long-term, you want to specialize. And if you're in Florida, I'd say you want to be the authority on palm trees or whatever's growing around Boston area. Does that make sense in a funny way?
Yeah.
And that's what you want to do. Definitely. Carrie, what shows up for you?
I'm picking up a lot going on in my solar plex. So I'm getting that Sean is just trying to figure out who he is at a soul level. And that he's trying to figure things out of which way to go. And it's following his, I'm feeling my heart chakra really on fire too. So this is allowing him to go towards what he loves to do.
Love it. Yeah.
So we're pulling him towards the horticulture.
Yeah. Sean, let's give you discernment and direction in your life. So you can say that now and see if you go forward, back or in between. I have discernment and direction in my life.
I have sermon and direction in my life. Backwards.
And we're going to change all that to yes for you. And all I'm doing is my liquid fish. And you'll feel it rock you forward when it changes.
Yep, went forward.
Love it. So that's awesome. And those are basic things. I love doing super basic, simple things because at a ground level, that'll change everything for you. If you end up with discernment and decision-making ability, and all of a sudden a direction shows up for you in your life, you know, everything else will seem to fall into place.
Beautiful.
Awesome.
Beautiful. That's great.
Thank you.
Again, loving what he doing what he loves and following what his soul is what I'm picking up the strongest right now. So
Love that.
Yes. So work on your solar plex and your heart chakra there, Sean.
Okay.
Knowing that this will also help you as well.
Okay. Thank you.
Feel better?
Yeah.
This one's very quiet.
I love it. That's awesome.
Yeah. So I think that they'll note, Sean, I'm just asking that when you have a chance after the next couple of days, just reach out to me and let me know how you're feeling and how the after effects were with this, because I know that when I went through it, I did feel some after effects as well.
Okay. Oh, dear.
You can do that for me?
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Sean, thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on the show. Thank you for doing the, thanks, Jimmy, for doing the thing on me. And have a good day.
Oh, you bet. Thrilled to talk to you live, buddy.
You can tell he's a little quiet one. I can feel that. A little shy.
That's okay. Yeah. Sometimes those are the people with the greatest strength. That's okay.
Yes. I can feel that he's, I can just, myself, with the energy that I'm picking up, that I can feel that he's absorbing everything. He's very analytical, trying to absorb all of the sin of what we just did. So that would go with the personality traits that I teach, which is green, that he's got to analyze what it is that just took place and really feel it out before he will speak of what he just experienced. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Very cool. It does.
So it will be interesting when we get the reply from him. I'll make sure that I send it off to you to see how he feels in the next couple of days.
Love it. Can only help.
Yes, absolutely. And the next reader that we're going to have on, Jimmy, she's coming on right after the commercial break. Her name is Nadia. And I do believe that she's focusing on health. So we'll wait for her to come on. And then we will go from there and see how she's feeling. And I know that she's not shy. She likes to talk. So stay tuned, my friends. And we'll be right back with the next Healing Reeling with Jimmy Mack. Stay tuned, my friends.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at AscendingHearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Eros Evolution is where sexuality and spirituality meets. Join me, clinical sexologist Martha Tara Lee, on Eros Evolution on Thursdays, 4 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio.
When Dad needed help getting around, I became his driver. Soon enough, it was up to me to be his housekeeper and financial manager, too. When he moved in, I became his cook and even his nurse. But no matter what roles I play, I know I'm still his daughter.
We understand the roles you play. So to help, we created AARP.org/caregiving, where you can connect with experts and other caregivers. Visit AARP.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Vibe Nation Radio, where today my special guest, Jimmy Mack, who is a world-renowned medical intuitive and spiritual life coach, is here with me doing live readings. And we have our next guest on here, which would be Nadia. Are you there, my dear?
Yes, I am.
Welcome to Vibe Nation Radio.
Thank you.
Hey, Nadia, how are you?
Yeah. I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. I heard you're from the talkers. I like that.
Yeah, I just have to get used to this delay on the radio.
That's okay. We all do over time. It's all good. What's going on with you today? How can we help you?
I have multiple sclerosis. And I've been for many years. I was diagnosed way back in 1996. But the past few years, my walking has really declined. And in the past 6 months, it's drastic. I can barely stand up and walk with a walker. So I need your help.
Okay. Right. No pressure on the radio show. Clear MS, Jimmy. Go, Jimmy, go. All right. So what I'd like for you to do is still go ahead and stand up, if you will, and face due north, even if you're leaning up against the walker.
Okay.
Can we do that?
I'm up.
Awesome. So even if you're standing there with a walker, it's not going to matter. I would work on people a lot of times remotely. They could be in a coma and five states away in a hospital room. Doesn't matter. We're still going to tap into that energy just like GPS. And we're going to tap into you right now, which, by the way, where are you calling from as far as a city or state?
I'm in Toronto, Canada.
Okay. So what you want to do is stand there facing due north. Sun comes up in the east. Turn to the left.
Yeah.
And you go by Nadia. So even if you're standing there with a walker and barely holding on, you want to be able to sway forward and back just a tiny smidge. So you're going to feel a yes to pull you forward, and a no will feel like somebody's pulling you backwards, okay?
Yep.
So go ahead and say my name is Nadia, and you should feel a pull forward.
My name is Nadia. Yep, I feel it.
Nice. And if you say my name is Nemo the Fish, it's going to pull you backwards.
My name is, I don't know what you said, the fish.
Nemo the Fish.
Nemo. Okay. I'm going back.
Love it. So see, even MS holding a walker, we're still pulling you around. It's kind of interesting, right? So I'm going to go ahead and go a little bit deeper and faster with you because we only had the 15 minutes. So it's a brief amount of time. We could easily spend hours on whether it's Sean and money and work career or hours on your health as well. We want to see pretty much in a good way what we can get away with even in this shorter period of time. And I believe in miracles and things that can happen. And so it's mystical, magical, cool, and we'll see what we can unwind for you. Okay?
Sounds good. Thank you.
Awesome. Yeah, so go ahead and let's just, the first thing I would do on anything catastrophic, I wouldn't care if it was cancer, MS, anything you might have. First thing I want to do is own it and get rid of it. And so even if you didn't know what MS was, the doctors are writing the charts so much and diagnose you as that, pretty soon you pretty much own it, right? And that's you. So you can just go ahead and say, I have MS, and it'll pull you forward for yes.
I'm leaning back.
I love it. So watch this. An hour ago, I had MS.
An hour ago, I had MS. I'm going forward.
How crazy is that? We don't know each other. Come on, Nadia. Right?
No, it's crazy.
So now it's pulling back. Yeah, I know. So now it's pulling back to no. And what happens is, it's a lot for everybody to get their head around, is just in the frequency and the energy of what you and I are doing together, it's changing things, okay? And so it's taking you out of that frequency of MS, okay? So then I would go deeper and say, I've learned all the lessons I needed to from MS, and see if you go forward, back, or in between.
I've learned all the lessons I've needed to learn from MS. I'm going backwards slightly.
Okay, so we're going to release it, resolve it, delete and erase it, disentangle this all off of Nadia now, and pull her straight forward when you've changed it to yes, and let's download. She's learned all the lessons she ever needed to from MS. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm going forward.
Love it. The next one I would do would then be having blank still serves me. And in your case, it'll be having MS still serves me.
Having MS still serves me. Yeah, going back.
Love it. So that changed too while we were messing around. If you go to yesterday on a timeline, if we drop in yesterday, having MS still served her yesterday, that's going to pull you forward.
Having MS. Yeah, I'm going forward.
Yeah, there you go. That makes sense. Crazy weird, right?
Crazy weird, absolutely.
Yeah. But it's fun, Nadia. It's fun. And how mystical, magical, cool is that?
Okay.
At the end
of
the day, yeah. Right. So part of this is, too, is you and I couldn't care less what the doctors might have in the chart somewhere. And that's all well and good. And I tell people, hey, you break water, you break your arm, go to the hospital. Don't call me. It's just silly. Right. But, you know, if you've gone years of the doctors writing in the chart, you have MS, you know, they can write whatever they want. But if we can get you out of the symptoms of MS, then that's yay us. Right.
Absolutely. That's fantastic.
Yeah. So drop me into symptoms that you experience, because they're different for everybody in the tremor or the vein of MS, muscle fatigue, weakness, that sort of thing, inability to walk, speak. I mean, it affects a little bit of everything motor skills wise, right? But what would your symptoms be?
Yeah.
Because Nadia is going to be different than other people. So what would you describe it as? What's your chief complaint, 1, 2, or 3?
I have major muscle weakness and fatigue. The muscles in my right leg have atrophied quite a bit, and I have dropped
okay.
foot in the same leg.
Okay. So let's go with, we'll make that statement. I'm experiencing muscle atrophy and fatigue, and see if you go forward, back, or in between.
I'm experiencing muscle. I'm going back already.
Okay,
yeah,
so it's changing while we're talking, right? I don't need to tell you what
yeah.
it was an hour ago or last week, right? So let's give you a lot more strength in that side and a lot more positive energy on that side, especially. But let's just do all muscles, so we'll drop into that. My muscles and everything connected to them are strong, and see if you go forward, back, or in between.
My muscles. And everything connected.
And everything
to them are
connected to it are strong.
And everything connected to it is strong. I'm kind of in between, going forward a little bit.
Okay. Yep. I'm going to make it stronger for you right now.
Okay.
And you'll feel the pull forward.
Oh, yeah. Big pull.
And that's going to fill you up and bring you back to neutral once it's done.
Whoa. Okay.
Makes
I'm
sense.
I'm going to fell right over.
Yeah, that's awesome. And we've never met before, Nadia. They're not going to believe it if you don't say it. So.
No, we've never met before.
This is live, folks. We never know what's going to happen with live radio, right? So that's bound to help you as well. I really want to jump into mobility and belief work for you. They're kind of whispering in my ear. And so that is, let's make it safe and comfortable for you to experience smooth. So I'm going to say it for you. So with regards to her bones, muscle, ligament, tendon, joint, fascia, cartilage, even her blood, we're going to strengthen all that, organs, glands, and systems, and symphony and harmony with each other. We're going to bring that into now. It's going to pull you forward when it comes in.
Oh, yeah, I'm going way forward.
And it's going to bring you back to neutral once it stops.
Okay, I'm back.
Love it. Make sense?
Yeah, it's crazy.
I know. I do it every day. It'll always be crazy to me, Nadia, but it's cool and it's fun. Borders
very
on salacious,
cool.
Sexy, fun, I call it. Yeah. So imagine being able to do that by yourself, right? Can you imagine what you'd be able to do? It's kind of like the old joke of you give a man a fish, he eats for the day. You teach him how to fish and he eats for a lifetime. So if you've got even the basics of how to do what I do, imagine getting up every day, spending 90 seconds to a minute and a half on it. And the difference it would make in your life, you know, it would be just mystical, magical, cool, and profound, right? So that's what you want to do long term.
Being pulled.
Sorry, Nadia.
Being pulled.
I said, as you're saying what you're saying about being able to do it, I'm being pulled forward drastically.
Yeah. And that's just spirit pretty much confirming with me that that's all true. Make sense?
Yeah.
Awesome. Love it. How do you feel right now?
I feel like something's opening up inside.
Your crown's opening up huge. I can feel it. I can feel very lightheaded with you, Nadia. So, and because you're very spiritual to begin with, this is going to be a lot easier. Again, I feel like the flow is going to happen a lot faster just because you're so open to all of this to begin with. I wouldn't be surprised if you actually feel nauseous. You might feel nauseous after this, I'm hearing from spirit. It's almost like nausea. You might not actually be ill, but they said you might feel it, but just it's the energy shifting within your body.
I feel hot, like in my neck and my head. I feel really hot.
That's the higher self opening up. Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Love
awesome.
It.
And
good job, Nadia.
Spacey?
Thank you. Good job. You're the one doing all the work.
And spirit is saying to me that this balance is going to come through because you're standing up with it. You're standing up for yourself, Nadia. Spirit is saying you don't need to watch your back anymore. Stop that. It's almost like that vibration of not celebrating life and not having that unconditional love. The heartbreak that you were exposed to, they're saying this Asha contributes to this. So do know that this is going to bring balance into you. What Jimmy just did, they're saying. And it's going to allow that fun and wild side of Nadia to be able to stand strong and go out there and show the world who she truly is. That's beautiful.
Uh-oh.
You have a very strong
look
connection.
Out world.
Look out world. Here comes Nadia.
Good stuff.
So, and Nadia, if you can please just, you know, follow up with me and let me know how you're feeling over the next couple of days so I can send that information to Jimmy as well. I'd really appreciate that, you know, being able to let those that work with others understand, you know, what they actually did is it's important for us when we work with people to know that, you know, you have this wonderful experience, right?
Yeah, I will absolutely do that. I thank you both so, so much.
You bet.
What an incredible
thrilled
experience.
To meet you live. Thank you. That's
welcome
awesome.
To the liquid.
Yeah, I'm lightheaded. I'm freaking out a little bit.
It's all good, Nadia. Okay, thank you very much, Nadia. I appreciate you joining the call. And we'll be back right after the commercial break where I will be doing the weekly meeting and Jimmy will be talking about whatever spirit wants to say. Stay tuned, my friend.
Love you both. Thank you so much.
Bringing you the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio, your conscious lifestyle on steroids. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
Dr. Kevin here, and I want to invite you every Thursday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, to join me on the Dr. Kevin Show, where we have a diversity of guests who help you step outside the box, behind the curtain, and see what a load of crap is going on in the world today, so you have more information with which to make better decisions. We'll see you there. Namaste.
Hello, I'm John Lithgow. Manatees are unique, among the most amazing animals on Earth, but they're endangered. We pose the greatest threat to their survival. Many manatees are killed or injured by boats or other recreational activities. I'm a writer of children's books, including one about manatees, and I believe education is the key. You can be part of the solution. Please contact Save the Manatee Club right now. Call 1-800-432-JOIN. Thank you.
Welcome back to Vibe Nation Radio, where today my special guest, Jimmy Mack, renowned medical, intuitive, and spiritual life coach, has been with me, and we've been doing some healings on two lucky winners, and this is the time in the show where I just tap into spirit to find out what it is they want the listeners to know about this upcoming week. And of course, they want to talk about healing per se. They're saying that there is a great healing taking place on this planet right now. And it's almost like the vibrations that people are holding is that they still feel like people are being sneaky on this planet, or people are doing things and not really explaining what's really going on. And then spirit is saying a lot of this has to do with the fact that a lot of people have lost their belief in self, their own connection that they have with their own higher self, with their own God. And spirit is saying that this starts with you and it ends with you. So they want you to feel rich inside, that, you know, when you're out there and you're feeling rich and you love who you are and you're standing up for who you are. And, you know, it's almost like they're saying, don't focus so much on delays and frustrations. There's a lot of them happening in the planet, but when you focus on delays and frustrations, you're not living in the moment, they're saying. They're saying that a lot of people are still got a lot of anxiety going on and panic because of the future. They're not sure how the future is going to be. And the spirit is saying that, you know, we're all being given a new opportunity right now. This is a new book of life. It's not a new chapter. And that, you know, through our patience of what we're going through, spirit is saying like there is a smoother road ahead for all of us. But we really have to listen to our gut. And a lot of people listening in right now are not listening to what their gut has to say. Their gut is saying one thing and they're not following through with it. And then all of a sudden the sneakiness comes in because you're not listening with your gut. So spirit is saying, please trust in who you are this week and know that you are connected to the higher source. You are connected to the higher power. We're all connected. So see that at a deeper level and know that you are worthy of living this life that we're truly here to live, but we need to live in the moment and embrace it like a sunset, the way I say. Don't have expectations. Yes, you can throw up beautiful vibrations of where you want to go with the feelings, but don't assume how it's going to take place. Allow the universe to bring that magic to you. And this is magic we can create right now. So, Jimmy, would you like to add anything to what Spirit wants to say about this upcoming week?
Wow, I love that. Yeah, and this coming week and all thereafter, without question, you know, we need to tune in, clear ourselves up, and definitely tap in more into guidance. And may not always like the answer we get, but without question, it's like spirit, if we're clear enough to tune into it, without question, spirit's going to have our best interests at heart.
Absolutely. And again, you just proved that with even with the last reading that you did is with Nadia. That, you know, mm-hmm. I know that Nadia has done so much work personally on her stuff because she's a regular client. And the amount of work that she's done on self, that, you know, when you said spirit is saying that, no, the MS is no longer there, that made me feel good because I know how long she's been working on removing that. And to get that validation from you and to be able to fill her up, to be able to help her at that next stage that she needs guidance to go to the next stage. So it's perfect then.
Right.
I mean, I think it's beautiful how spirit allowed her to win one of the contests. And I think that has to be of the work that she's done, the inner work. And I know Sean's done the inner work too, but Sean's very, you could tell he was very shy, I would say, is what I picked up on.
Sure.
But again, I know that the two of them are going to feel this at a greater level. And again, if you feel this immediately, my friends, just imagine what it feels like a couple of days later or a week later. Anyone who knows about energy healing knows that it happens immediately, but it's a process. So when you work with it, it becomes stronger and stronger and stronger. And that's what happens with yourself, Jimmy, when you work with clients. Again, it's a process that it doesn't just happen immediately and that's it. It continues happening, correct?
Yeah, I'd agree with that. And, you know, and to that end, it's exciting always to have somebody brand new that's never had work done before, both Sean and Nadia. And for them to explain or give to the audience at least a feel for what they're experiencing and what's happening, it's very profound. It's exciting.
Yes. And even someone like Nadia, who's got a walker, can do this, my friends.
Mm-hmm.
So don't use your physical element. Again, I feel like spirit is saying to me right now, don't allow your excuses, my friends, to step in the way. That's the ego or what I call the boys. You know, like if your soul is saying, you know, take this leap of faith and try this, then do it. I mean, Jimmy has 15-minute readings, healing sessions. So it's not like, you know, you're like, well, I'm not really sure. You know what? Take that leap of faith, my friends, and realize that you know, that little, you know, again, his readings are not expensive by any means, the healings. You know, you couldn't go out for dinner with what you could pay for a healing, and the healing is going to last. I mean, You know, that's the way I look at it. This is like, wow, like, you know, you could go to a bar and have a great night in the bar, but you could have a healing by both, you know, Jimmy Mack and have a reading by me for the same amount of money. Right. Which
right.
It's really where people are now. Are you listening to your soul and allowing, you know, investing in self? Are you still investing into something that's going to be instant manifestation, which the next day you're not really going to say, oh, that was a wonderful dinner that we had last. You might, but a week from now, are you going to say the same thing? You know?
Yeah.
So I'm just, Spirit is just trying to allow the listeners to understand that you need to take power and take control of yourself and put the abundance into where you feel is best for you. And if you feel that having a reading with Jimmy is going to help you, again, is that the abundance that you, you know, the exchange that you pay for the service, at the end of the day, you know, it's so much more worthy because it lasts longer. It's an experience that you know has touched you at an energetic level. Right? So,
well said. Yeah.
And I know personally, too, that, you know, it's, sometimes you need two or three or four healings to really get moving, you know, especially if you have a lot of yucky stuff there, because you and I both know a lot of this, you know, stems to past lives, you know, the energy connected to that. So, you know, sometimes you need a few healing sessions to really break through that. Right. So,
yeah.
You know, it depends how deep it is, how far back it goes.
Yeah, we never know what we're going to get. You know, that's kind of the excitement and how interesting it is for us, too, always.
Yes, absolutely, because I know when you did it on me, I ended up going back into a past life. Instantly, I got myself pulled right in. I was like, whoa, what am I doing here? But it's because I had already had worked with that past life and was healing it as much as I could. But then I needed Jimmy to come in to help me really be able, because I did what I could and I needed help now. And this is what we're here to help one another, that we have all these great abilities, but Jimmy and I both know we can't use them on ourselves. We have to work with other people. It's not as easy to use the abilities on ourselves because they're meant for helping other people.
Yeah, kind of my joke always is the two psychics meet in the middle of the road and one says to the other, you're fine, how am I? So, always, it makes a difference. So, and often you can see things that I can't, and you know, it's like looking in a little saltwater aquarium, and I have one in my house, and you might see the redfish behind the rocks all day long, and 10 of us are standing in the front of the aquarium, we don't see a redfish anywhere, but you'll be coming at it from a different angle and go, there's a redfish here, I promise you there is, and sure enough, there is, just we can't see it often. So it's always fascinating to me, it's always fun, it'll always make it an interesting life, that's for sure.
Oh, absolutely. And anyone who's looking for a reading with Jimmy Mack, again, it's jimmymackhealing.com. You can find the information on my website, carrieturcotte.com, as well as if you're listening to this after the fact, the information will be right below the podcast for you to be able to contact Jimmy. You know, take that leap of faith. And knowing that we're right now in the energy that we're dealing with on a global level, there's a great mass healing taking place. So the energy is there for you to tap into, allow you to have that greater healing done at a soul level. So time couldn't be more perfect than now to do something like this.
Well said.
So is there anything else you'd like to share with the listeners in the last few minutes we have left on the show? Anything exciting coming up?
We just had an audio release. It was really about dark energy and releasing all the curses, hexes, spells, and stuck energy. We have some more interesting things coming out. We're actually going to do a certificate of completion for those that want to learn how to do what I do, which is just for basic folks out there around the world, very reasonably priced, and it will run you through everything from ebooks to audios to video, and then you would actually have a little session like we did here today with me, just to make sure you're at least fishing correctly. And then the next level up, of course, would be for practitioner certification for people like yourself or me who have a practice and deal in it all the time. You know, my goal is if every psychic out there that did psychic readings constantly also did healings, imagine what we could do with the world and change, right?
Absolutely. That's beautiful.
It would be different.
When you were talking about the podcast that just went out of the video you just did about spells and hex and stuff like that. I mean, that's perfect for this audience. I can imagine how many of them, you know, again, just because we're very spiritual and a lot of people feel that people have energetically put some negative energy towards them. So if you're in the spiritual community, if you're listening to the show, you obviously are, check it out. You know, and again, this is information that Jimmy is providing for free to help you. So again, to me, it's a no given. Like, why wouldn't I want to go on there and learn how to be able to, you know, shake up that energy or release that energy, knowing that, you know, I know I've been a witch in many, many past lives. You know, I know that I've got, you know, and again, it's not that it's connected to me per se, but because when we did it, you know, I didn't move very much, because that's something that I take pride in, that, you know, that I am of the light and only light can connect to me. And I've spent years and years, years doing this, my friends. It's not like I just started yesterday. So, and it becomes easier, but I know for a fact, as soon as you said that, Spirit is saying that's something that anybody listening to the show right now could actually go to your website and listen to that about the spells and energies on top of people.
Yeah, and people would be surprised, you know, whether you believe in that or don't believe in that, you know, even road rage is really a psychic attack. You know, people screaming at you at the stoplight or whatever, you know, and this is like throwing dark tar snowballs at you, you know, and so you just want to have a way to get that energy off of you, that negativity. Everybody knows coming up on a Friday the 13th or a full moon, you know, the jails are more full, the hospitals are more full, it's people are just going wild, you know, and you definitely want to change that.
Awesome. Well, thank you again for joining the show, Jimmy. I really appreciate it, and I look forward to being on your show.
Thanks for having me.
Perfect. Have a wonderful week, my friends, and we'll see you next week on Vibe Nation Radio. Enjoy this beautiful weather. Bye-bye.